Waltzing Matilda, waltzing Matilda, you come waltzing Matilda with me.
Former Prime Minister Bob Hawke singing Waltzing Matilda to ABC Sunshine Coast Tara Cassidy at this year's Woodford Folk Festival. And the interview Mr. Hawke gave you, Tara, is believed to be one of the last that he gave before he passed away, which of course happened yesterday, surrounded by family at home in Sydney. So, Tara, what was the interview like?
It was very surreal, to be honest. He's certainly not like any politician that I've met before. And he just comes across like your everyday Aussie bloke, not a politician. And so he was just a real character. That day it was all about Woodford, so we're having a bit of a chat about that. Also the fact that it was going to be his last Woodford ever. He had decided that it was his 10th visit, and he'd made that point that it was his last visit because he had fallen quite ill. But just to be part of that interview was so special.
Thank you for sharing that moment with us, Tara. And then you returned to Woodford with another one of our ABC reporters, Jackie Street, to talk to festival founder Bill Horitz about the sort of man our former Prime Minister was and how he came to be so closely associated with the festival.
Blanche brought him along. Blanche went to, as a young woman, was befriended Jeanette Isaacs Young, who's on the coast here, and they were great mates, still great mates, and she was one of our organisers, brought it to the festival up in Mullaney days. So Blanche always wanted to come back, and so she dragged Bob Hawke, her husband, screaming and kicking, according to Bob, to the festival, and he fell in love with it. And he'd been coming ever since. He came last year. He made a special effort. He was pretty much bedridden since May last year, and I used to go to Sydney and visit, not expecting him to return. And so he made one trip out of his home last year, and it was to the festival. He came back. He wanted to do the 10 years, the decade. So it was 10 years in a row Bob came with Blanche, and it was a great honour to have him. He couldn't speak on stage. He wasn't very mobile, but he just wanted to. He just loved the festival so much. It felt like, for him, sort of a homecoming.
And how was he received by people when he was wandering around, you know, the festival? And
because he couldn't walk, really, not very well, I invited him to put him on a buggy and take him through the streets of the festival sort of one last time. And we just drove out of the enclave where we do our administration, and these people walked past and didn't notice him. And he said to me, "Did we see, they've forgotten me already, Bill." And we went round the corner, and 10 minutes later he said, "Get me out of here," because he was mobbed by kids, young people who had never, weren't even alive when he was Prime Minister. And he had this aura about him. He just loved people and people loved him. It was a very special relationship, a very special man, but that story highlights just how loved he was at Woodfordia, as he was everywhere else. I tell the story that 30 years ago I used to say I was a out-of-work musician on the dole living in Maryborough, down on my luck, and I used to joke that I've got to go and visit my mate Bob, who was Prime Minister at the time, which, of course, was the dole office, and to have the privilege. And it was in those days that I actually started the festival. And it's just such a privilege to think that that actually became true. And we did become very close. And I visit him often at his Bob and Blanche's home in Sydney, and it was a still sort of can't believe that we got on so really well, as he did with almost everyone else. You know, it's pretty amazing, really. He had a very rich intellect. He used to sit, particularly in the latter years, when he visited the festival, he couldn't get out there and see the things he wanted to see, so he'd sit there and smoke cigars and do his Times cryptic, no less. And I used to bring people in who wanted to meet him, and these were scientists, economists, politicians of all persuasions, and some very clever people. And to see that intellect work at late 80s, talking deep science, mathematics, economics, politics, what a rich mind he had. It didn't matter who they were, this notion of generosity that came from within him was very powerful.
And as you go, maybe her, as you pass by the billabong, you come a-waltzing Matilda with me.